From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Breidenbach. A state Senate committee is weighing another restriction to abortion services in Missouri. Testimony was heard Tuesday on a bill to prohibit abortions on the basis of prenatal screenings for Down syndrome. The sponsor, Republican David Sater of Berry County, says the medical data acquired from screenings are sometimes inaccurate, and regardless of the results, all children deserve life.
Ending someone's life simply because they are different or might have Down syndrome is discrimination. There is no other way to look at it.
Opponents say the government has no place intervening in women's reproductive health decisions. Also, the committee passed a bill that requires annual inspections of abortion clinics, prohibits fetal tissue donation, and modifies physical privileges. A Columbia man who robbed six banks and used a bicycle as his getaway vehicle will spend nearly 5 years in federal prison. Sean Christopher Becker was sentenced Tuesday to 4 years and 9 months in prison without parole. He was also ordered to pay $4,490 in restitution. Becker admitted in August 2015 that he robbed six banks in Columbia between November 2014 and January 2015. Prosecutors say in each case he rode a bicycle to the bank, went inside, and handed a note demanding money to a bank teller. He did not display a weapon, and no one was hurt in any of the robberies. Becker told an FBI agent he committed the robberies to support a heroin addiction. A proposed ban on lobbyist gifts to lawmakers and other elected officials has initial approval in the Missouri House. House members voted for the ban in a voice vote Tuesday. Lobbyists currently can give unlimited gifts, such as sports tickets, to lawmakers. Lobbyists could pay for events if they invite all lawmakers and all statewide elected officials in writing. Senators Tuesday questioned other ethics-related measures already passed by the House. Republican Senator Bob Dixon says enacting the current proposals wouldn't have prevented the tumultuous end to the 2015 legislative session that spurred calls to change ethics policy. The former House Speaker resigned after admitting to exchanging sexually suggestive texts with an intern. A senator later left office amid accusations that he sexually harassed interns, which he denied. Health insurer Centene Corporation said it is missing half a dozen hard drives that contain the personal and health information of roughly 950,000 clients. The St. Louis-based company said the hard drives don't include financial or payment details, but the missing information does include the names, addresses, birth dates, social security numbers, member identification numbers, and health information of patients who received laboratory services between 2009 and 2015. Centene said it is notifying regulators and affected individuals who will be offered free credit and healthcare monitoring to those affected. The company said it's publicizing its internal search out of an abundance of caution. Centene is a Fortune 500 company that runs managed healthcare plans for Medicaid programs in various states. A bill capping municipal courts' fines for ordinance violations has won initial approval in the Missouri Senate. Senators debated the measure for more than 2 hours today before finalizing its language. It still needs a final vote before going to the House. Bill sponsor, Senator Eric Schmidt, said some cities in St. Louis County unreasonably enforce ordinance violations, such as barbecuing on front lawns. He says those cities shouldn't treat citations like a revenue stream. His bill would place a $200 limit on fines for zoning infractions. Democratic Senator Jill Shoup questioned whether problems with citations were as widespread as Schmidt claimed. A proposed bill in the Missouri House would require Missouri college students to take a class on freedom of speech. During a House hearing today, bill sponsor Representative Dean Dorman said the bill is needed after confrontations with journalists during protests at the University of Missouri last year. Assistant Professor Melissa Click was charged with misdemeanor assault yesterday after a run-in with a student photographer and a student videographer during November protests. The students were protesting what some saw as indifference to racial issues on the Columbia campus. Paul Wagner, director of the Council on Public Higher Education in Missouri, disputed legislative estimates that the bill won't cost any money. He says adding course requirements will require students to spend more time and money to graduate. I'm Abby Breidenbach, KBIA News, Columbia.